Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Linda. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. Is this the line for the meal plan or something like that?
Well, we're a third-party call center. What's your zip code?
79936.
79936. And what's your purpose of calling? You're trying to cancel an order or something like that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what's your first name?
Rocio, R-O-C-I-O.
R-O-C-I-O?
R-O-C-I-O.
Okay, your first name. I mean, your last name?
Medina.
Spell that.
M-E-D-I-N-A.
Okay. Hold on. Let me see if I can pull your account up. Ma'am, do you remember ordering anything like a trial 14-day trial period?
Well, no, that's the thing is that I didn't, and now they're charging me. But
yeah,
I got
like,
this number in.
It's like they gave you, you know, just it's free. They said it was free, but you're just paying for shipping and handling, because I'm trying to find your name. I don't see it here. Like, you just had to pay for shipping and handling.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, what was it you ordered?
Actually, it was a Tyson, but I have the subscription number.
Yeah, I would have to get under your name, though. Hold, please. Fine.
So I have to wait till it literally gets charged?
Yeah, when did you place the order?
Yesterday.
Oh, yesterday. It's still time. Yeah, I'm trying to, I can't pull it up. Let me see. If it's yesterday, it's not too late because you have 14 days. But as long as if I can find your name. Hold on. I found it. Okay, I found it. You sure did. You placed it yesterday on the 4th. And, you know, okay, what happened? I see what the problem is. Did they charge you? Did you submit it?
Well, it's showing pending.
It's pending, yeah. And it's for $39.85. They took out your account, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, and you want the, well, we hate to lose you as a customer. Would you like to get it at 35% refund? Or you want a full refund?
No, I just want a full refund.
Okay, all right. Get a pen and paper. I'm gonna make some notes, and then I'm gonna I'll be back with you. Okay, hold on. I have to give you a confirmation number.
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you.
Okay, and the payment was made by Visa, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, just for purposes, I need your mailing address to make sure this is you.
Yes, it's 12008 Crestgate, right, in El Paso, Texas.
Okay, 79936, yes.
Yes.
Wait a minute, I'm sure, wait a minute, 11771 Jim Thorpe Drive, El Paso. Wait, that's you? That's the address I'm showing. But El Paso, Texas. Your spouse named Jesse?
No, ma'am.
Wait, then that's not true. Wait a minute then. But I see your name here. No.
There's not a lot of Rocio.
Okay. Okay. Try that again then. I thought that was you. 79936. Oh, I want to apologize. I pulled up the wrong one. I pulled up Jesse. Same last name as yours. You made that payment at 11:59 yesterday, June 4th. And
actually, it was a MasterCard. It wasn't a Visa.
Okay. And 12008 Crest Gateway, right?
Yes.
Yep. Okay. And that's a Visa. And zeroed out. Okay. You ready for your confirmation number?
Yes.
Okay. It's C as in cat. 232 06. Now you have to allow 5 to 7 business working days for it to be deleted off of your account. You understand?
Okay.
For the charges to be put, for the money to be put back on your account.
Okay.
Okay. I want to thank you for calling customer service. Have a good day. Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye. Bye.